So we continue in the Peleoids on the Indian of Brachos. We are on page 206. The learning today should be as Chosi Lenishmas Adir Chave Chaim Elazar Ben Shimshon Aryeh, shall be as Chosi Lenishmas Rav Yaakov Yosef Ben Rav Chaim Menachem Ben Tzion, as well as as Chos Rav Shleima, Rav Chaim Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chaim Da Ben Min Rachel, and Chana Leah Bas Shein Del Rachel. Shall be as Chos for all those in Amakam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Daniel Shlomo Ben Resteca, who is currently serving. So and Israel Baruch Ben Penina. So we are continuing now in the Inyan of Brachos. And yesterday we talked about the fact that at times you should be even Mevatel Torah in order to learn the proper Nusach of Brachos, even to teach to others in your family. So just to end off that last line on page 206, Ashrei Hasam Archois of Lasis Dabar Be'itai Al Maskluntai, praiseworthy is someone who calculates and arranges his schedule so that he has time to teach others. And to do basically whatever the Ratzon Hashem is at that time. As we said, sometimes you should be learning, and then sometimes you shouldn't, because the Ratzon Hashem is to be doing something else. It's a good idea to exert yourself, to search svarim, or to learn from rabbanim, to write down for yourself the proper nosach of brachos, bedinei habrachos, as well as the halacha she'en abaki behem that you're not familiar with. So in his time, it's not like today where we have access instantaneously on our phones to any bracha. Most of them are in our heads already. But he's saying in his times it was necessary for a person to have the proper nosach of the bracha and to learn the halachas. Until you're accustomed and you could say them by heart. It's also fitting for someone to make himself someone who frequents great people, Tamid, that you should also be familiar with the halachas, with the nusach of Sheva Brachos, as well as the nusach for a guest, someone who's a guest, says a special yiratzayin for his host. You should be familiar with that as well. Umama, and on top of that, a person has to be very careful regarding the baracha of the basically of doing Kiddush Levana, because that is she hakavalas pnei Hashchina. That is a baracha that is greeting the Shechina more so than others. So he says like this. He says, "Be'emes amru." In truth, they said, "Mi berchayser shel adam nikar im hu yadea sefer im oy im hu bar." That the Gemara bracha says that from the way that a person makes brachas, you could tell whether he is a smart person or whether he's a ama aretz. Umatoiv lagever. Because basically the Gemara talks about a number of changes that someone who is an Am Haaretz would make to the Nusach. He wouldn't pronounce his brachas properly. How wonderful it is for someone to put in the effort to know not only the basic text, the words, but also to know the meaning, the Perish HaMilos, and to have kavana when you make your bracha. Shari amru tefillah bracha b'li kavana k'guf b'lein neshama. Says when you make a bracha without having intent, it's like having a body without a neshama. There is no connection to Hashem. The whole point of brachas, the whole point of mitzvahs, is to connect to Hashem. And if you don't have in mind, then you're losing out on that spiritual connection. Obviously, there's still some merit to doing it, but it's not the same. The Iker Avodas Hashem Yisbarach Hi Avodas Shebelev. He says the main part, the primary component of doing a mitzvah, is what's going on in your heart, the connection that you are feeling with Hashem. V'lochin, therefore, tzarech l'shtadol ma'oid, a person has to put an effort, l'chavim b'perish ha'milos, akol ha'yotze mipiv, tfilois, brachos, v'limudim, whatever comes out of your mouth, whether it's tfilah, whether it's a bracha, or whether it's learning, person should understand what he means. Now, on a basic level, he's talking about understanding the lessons of the Chachamim and taking that to heart. But on a deeper level, he's saying that the more a person understands the depths of Torah, the more it changes him. And so that's what he means by taking it to heart. The mitzvah gereres mitzvah, one mitzvah will lead to another mitzvah. That when you understand what you're saying, you'll be inspired by those words to lava desbayrai, to renew your commitment to serving Hashem, avodah shleima, with a complete and wholesome service. Tama, again, avoid the shlema, avoid the tama, complete service, biyira, with fear of Yahweh, with love of Simcha Rabbah, and a lot of joy. And in this way, you're not going to become someone who just serves Hashem. Arai, it's something that you happen to do, but it's not the main focus. So you have people that go through the motions. There are plenty of people that come to shul, tefillin on, tefillin off. And they say Shema, Shemoneh Esrei, maybe an Ashrei, and then that's it. And they're going through the motions, and they're just sort of putting in an appearance. That's serving Hashem b'derech harai. There's no meaning in it. It's empty actions. So that's what he's talking about, to avoid k'derech harbei burim. He says, like many people who are amei ha'aretz, they do it. And you can tell from their actions that they're not doing something correctly. He gives an example when an Am Haaretz is making a bracha, or mispalim, or learning, or davening, or learning. They'll raise their voices to yell at someone else. Or hint at something that they want to say, right? Like nu, and they'll start nuing the person next to them. He says ay, right? So in his days it was ay. Nowadays it's nu, but basically, you are busy doing other things, misachikim, and they make a mockery out of the tefillah, the bracha, or the limud. And yitzayru b'daitam, if they would imagine in their minds, kilu aymim b'laz, as if they were speaking in their native tongue, whether it's English, umidabr lifnei ha-melech, and they're speaking in front of a king, basias elu agaris v'aramizois, by doing these motions, these actions, these hints, t'chasem abusho chedai b'zoin v'katzef, basically it would be extremely embarrassing. So if you imagine that the way you're davening to Hashem is how you're talking to someone else, so you're saying words of praise and then you're interrupting it with either talking to your friend, or you're motioning to your friend, or you're nu to your friend. So that's all included in, if you would take that and observe that someone is communicating with someone else and inserting those interruptions in middle, obviously would be extremely embarrassing. A person has to go to a chacham to be educated, teach him the meaning of tefillas and brachas in his own language that he understands, so he won't be ashamed that he doesn't know, and he won't fail, and in that way he'll be able to do a complete service. This is the obligation of a person. So the idea that he's bringing up today is, don't just go through the motions, make a connection. And making a connection means understanding what you're saying. If you're just saying the words of Shemoneh Esrei and you have no idea what you're saying and you don't even care to know, so then how do you expect to have kavana? How do you expect to actually mean and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your Shemoneh Esrei? It's just words. You have no idea what you're saying. If you understand what you're saying, so now the words take on a different meaning. Now I can connect. When I say Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, or Baruch Atah Hashem, you Hashem are the source of blessing, whichever way the Peirush is. But you're now connecting with Hashem because you understand what you're saying, and you're not just a guy who's going through the motions and basically is doing an empty activity.